Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
I just get frustrated when I leave the technology and it's acting one way.
Yeah.
And I come back the next day and the technology will not do what I want the technology to do.
Are you having computer issues?
Well, and it is so minor. I am just trying to lay out a screen in such a format so I can actually see multiple screens at the same time. It's so nerdy. But to do this job, we actually have to have multiple programs running. And there's this little trick that if you take the window and try to like wipe it up off the screen, it'll half and half. And it wasn't working. It's making me mad. I got it.
I've never heard of that trick.
You haven't?
I always hear about things like, oh, all you have to do is control alt, you know, like, oh, it's so easy. Control P.
It's built into the system, but no one ever told you it was built into the system.
Nope.
Like your iPad can multiple screen. Did you know that?
Nope.
See?
No, I hardly ever get to use our iPad. We have like, it's a family iPad. Do you think I ever use it?
When's the last time you used the family iPad?
I can't remember. I've definitely seen it used by other people in my household, but I don't usually touch it, Eric.
You need to have a checkout system. You need to have an iPad library.
Yes. Yeah. No, nope. I've got my phone and I get to use the phone.
But even sometimes then you know, earlier, probably back before the girls had phones, it's like, there goes my phone.
Yep. Oh, yes.
Restaurants.
So it was weird because sometimes like friends would come over for play dates and they'd take my phone because they're so used to taking their parents' phone.
Oh, I'm you're right.
We're not doing that. No.
What a weird society.
I know. Kids, they're addicted to the technology, man.
Yes.
Oh, can't stop. Won't stop.
And it's just going to get... We had this whole conversation about technology. I'm working out yesterday, and she's working on charts for... So it's a nice dance. It's a kind of a dance workout space.
Sure.
So half of it's like strength training, and then she does not Zumba. I don't know what it's called because I don't take the classes. But she's adding like lights and speaker systems.
Cool.
And she's like, when is the person going to invent whatever where you don't have to have a dangly cord to plug it in?
I know. Cords.
When do cords disappear?
You see a space and it's like, that is so aesthetically pleasing. How did they hide the cords to make it look so nice like that? Because I can't do that.
And is there technology currently being held back by the power company that would allow you to just turn something on and it would work for years, right?
Mm-hmm.
There has to be.
I know. Yeah.
It has to be out there.
Technology is amazing. Frustrating.
So frustrating.
So frustrating.
And so necessary.
Oh, absolutely necessary.
Everything in this room is plugged in. We, including us. Our headphones.
We're plugged into headphones. We are plugged in currently, too. Oh, my gosh. Technology abounds. And I remember last week, Dr. Pepper used a woman's viral little TikTok video that she shared. She's like, I had a dream and I woke up and I came up with the perfect jingle for Dr. Pepper. And it was so catchy. They're like, yeah, we're going to use it.
That thing is catchy, man.
It is catchy. It is so catchy. And guess what? Rumor has it, she made bank.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. This is unconfirmed by her, but the rumor is that she made $2 million for Dr. Pepper, baby.
It's good and nice.
Who couldn't use $2 million? Am I right?
And can I tell you this? I bet she could have gotten more.
She could have asked for more.
Two people showed up with a big briefcase or a duffel bag of just cash.
It was probably.
And she went, yeah, got her eyes popped up. But if she would have stopped to think how much they're going to monopolize and capitalize on that jingle, she could have made probably four times that.
Well, she's
a worldwide product.
It's huge. It's huge. And yeah, that's a...
But good for her.
Still a good payday.
Yes.
And a lot of people are like, and that's easy. She barely wrote much of a song, right?
That's true.
It's one line and then you repeat it and boom, it's a song. So now everybody wants in on the action. We've got people making stuff for, let's try one for Coca-Cola, maybe Mountain Dew, Orange Crush. I think the last two knew what they were doing. The Coca-Cola one was actually somebody secretly recording their dad as he was kind of riffing on coming up with a jingle.
Okay.
I don't think that was dad's final product.
No, you know? Dad's still working on it.
Give dad a minute, okay? Dad's working on it. This is workshop time.
Mountain Dew feels like that guy maybe had a singing career for a little bit in a band. late 80s, early 90s.
But I love that it already fits the vibe of what they're already kind of going with, right? I mean, they did the whole Bohemian Rhapsody back in the day. Like, I think it fits.
You know, that's part of, I think, you know, the consumer is the mirror, right? Uh-huh. That type of song is the type of person who would drink that type of cola or Mountain Dew in that case.
Or Crush.
But hey, you got to go back to the original. Also, whoever arranged that, right? Somebody had an ear.
Yeah, that was well done.
It was well done all the way around.
Wow. Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
One of the things we found here at the Morning Scramble is the right way to start your day is just kind of get what's on your mind out. Whew. Talk it through.
Feel a lot better.
Our brains are in the exact same place. I think we both have a little hint of senioritis because we have tomorrow off. Yep. And it's an unusual weekend for all of us. We are at Riverside tonight for a concert. And then because of my wife's travel schedule, we all have show tickets for a play in Chicago. And ideally, we would have done that on a Saturday.
Sure.
But we have tickets for Friday night.
Yeah.
So we are driving from Riverside to Chicago Friday night. Then we have a full unplanned day on Saturday. We have nothing planned, Claire.
We do have a big open day.
It's wide open. And then we're going to see some improv, which we all love, Saturday night. And then Shannon is flying to Florida to see her mom Sunday morning. She packed 3 individual pieces of luggage.
My goodness.
To accommodate for the 3 different stages of the trip. And then while I'm trying to pack, similar situation, I'm like, okay, we're at Fits of the Tantrums. I need radio station clothes, but I'm at a concert. And then Friday, we're in Chicago, so I need travel clothes, but then like, we're going to a play. Mm-hmm. And then Saturday, but then we're going to an improv show. And then Sunday, like, I am seeing a funeral. So I don't know what to throw in the bag.
This is time for everything.
Maybe I'll just do that. What was his name on How I Met Your Mother? Barney?
Yes.
Suit and tie.
Just always.
Suit up.
Yes. Suit up. You always look great. And you look like
I'm wearing a suit to everything.
Important.
Yes.
No, don't do that.
I'm wearing a suit to everything.
I was thinking it's going to be so cold. Jeans.
I'm wearing jeans to everything.
Okay, good.
These are the jeans I'm wearing tonight.
Jeans.
These are the jeans. I got different jeans.
I lost the jeans. I got to do laundry.
Friday night for the play, I'm wearing, I guess, what would be classified as slacks.
Oh, slacks.
And then I'm back to jeans.
Slacks as part of your suit?
No, I'm not bringing a suit. I don't know. It's just, I too was like.
Now you're thinking about
this
it.
This is a really weird way to pack.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm going from one activity to another activity, and they're not even close, and they're in different towns.
Phases.
Yes. Yeah, it's just a weird, it's going to be a fun weekend, but it's just kind of odd.
Unfortunately, it's all cold.
And it's all cold. So, and I looked at Shannon yesterday. I'm like, everything we had this week in Iowa will be in Chicago this weekend. So it's going to be colder.
She's also packing for Florida.
Like, there's one bag I don't think's leaving the car. That's just the Florida luggage. Like, yeah, and then I'm driving everything back that she didn't take. It's just a weird, it's all laying out weird.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun. It's just, really think about this.
Fun, weird weekend.
This weekend, yeah.
Yes.
It's not just throw clothes in, we're going to Chicago.
No, I know.
We have stops along the way.
And then I'm over here, I have a couple of things in a bag, but I haven't really given that a whole lot of thought because I'm just trying to make sure all the ducks are in a row for the children. There's a reading log that's got to get turned in by the end of the month. Got that done this morning.
Good.
There's a ski trip for Audrey. She's going to go on
tomorrow,
Friday.
Right?
Yeah. So I'm like, I got to make sure that they have all their stuff on all the things that they need. So I'm really trying to take your kind of mantra of get stuff done, go on vacation very seriously. However, there is one kind of gaping hole in my get stuff done. If you'll think back to a one-shot weekend 2 weeks ago now, we started a bathroom renovation project.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, you remember that? It's still not done. Still in a phase of unfinished. It's usable.
Sure.
But it's not like done.
Right.
There's, you know, nail holes on the wall and there's a couple of trim pieces that still need to be trimmed and installed and painted and put stuff away. There's just stuff everywhere. And I'm like looking at my husband, we're packing bags and we're laying stuff out and getting the kids ready for us to be gone. And there's the bathroom. Just gonna have to wait.
That is the bathroom singing to you.
That is the bathroom looking me in the eyes.
It wants you to come home, though.
I know. But I don't want to. You're a mess. You're a mess.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
Fire crews are investigating a blaze. This is at the Monona County Fairgrounds as arson. I know that's far from our neck of the woods, but it's such a sad story. First of all, the grandstand was what was on fire. That was made with timber from 100 years ago.
Oh my gosh. It's a
historical structure.
Oh my gosh.
Also, Ottawa, which is the county seat of Monona County, is where they're starting Ragbri. So there's some curiosity as to the timing of this fire, because that announcement was just this past weekend.
Yeah.
So fire crews were called. This was Wednesday night about 6:15. Fire's a weird thing, man. I mean, but once even metal gets, like those aluminum, then the things they brought in, which were more modern, melted,
mm-hmm.
right? And then that fire spread to other buildings as
and
well.
I don't know exactly where the plan was to have Ragbri, but Fairgrounds seems like a nice big open spot to have a lot of
exactly.
people.
Exactly. So there's a lot of investigation going into what went down, but it's highly suspicious. So crews are Yikes. Still working on that on the western part of the state of Iowa. A little closer to home. A developer wants to build a 15-acre mixed-use project in Coralville, which will include retail restaurants and an esports arena.
Where?
Where? Okay. Coral Ridge Mall.
Yep.
Lowe's.
Yep.
Left of Lowe's.
Okay. There's lots of space.
There's a big spot there you could put. It's going to be a couple buildings. The arena itself will be 40,000 square feet.
Uh-huh.
It will be both convention center as well as a complex for esports. And if they have
Frogger.
A category for games that I remember playing, I will become an esports athlete.
But you only compete
I can
in
only
Frogger.
Play Frogger yeah. or Pac-Man. Maybe a little Super Mario. So we are, this is early in the stage, which actually allows me to train, which
it's
is great.
Good. It's good.
It's great. They don't even have a final site plan yet. They got to know the layout. They got to rezone it. So City Council in Coralville passed the first of three readings. Once the developer has the full site plan, then they'll have a full timeline as well. But that's an exciting. I remember some early discussions of an esports arena. And in my brain, I was putting it like by the Extreme Arena, which didn't make any sense.
I know. I was like, Iowa River Landing. I don't know where you'd put it.
This would be further down. Interstate access, which is nice and easy, right?
True, yeah.
You've got hotels down there just popping up left and right. So, yeah, we'll see. You know, that thing's years out. But still with the popularity of esports right now.
Totally.
That's a great idea. Wrapping up the buzz, what's got us feeling all right? United Way of East Central Iowa offering once again their Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program, or VITA, for the 12th year. The program just started taking reservations this week, and I'm going to probably guarantee they're going to fill up. Because I remember when I was a greeter and volunteer for them, they went quickly. They keep adding more sites. But February 2nd Monday, February 2nd, to Friday, April the 10th. First come, reservation basis. It's not a walk-in. So you have to have a reservation. If you are a resident of Lynn Jones, Benton Cedar, Iowa counties, that's qualification number one. You have to earn less than $69,000 a year as a household. So as long as you meet those two criteria, however you can, get to the internet, because the only way to schedule is online, uweci.org/VITA, V-I-T-A, a client.
Okay.
Get all that done. Last year, 80 volunteers put in 5,100 hours on these taxes. $2 million came back to our town.
Wow.
That's the whole idea, is some people just don't realize that there's money due.
Yeah.
And that then gets back into our economy. So
that's
it's
good.
A great program all the way around. So if you meet this qualification and criteria, uweci.org/VITA client, get signed up and get those taxes done for free.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Well, we know that Bruce Willis has dementia. His wife, Emma Hemmings Willis, has been giving us some updates on his health. We know that he has dementia, but according to Emma, Bruce doesn't know he has dementia. In 2023, he was diagnosed with frontotemporal dementia, and she says that there's a part of that diagnosis where he just can't connect the dots to his disease and what's going on in his life. She said, people sometimes will think it's denial, but like they'll go to the doctor and say, I'm fine, but I'm noticing these things, but it's actually that disease coming into play.
Sure.
So she's like, I'm actually really happy that he doesn't realize He doesn't understand what's happening with him. He's still very much present in his body. She says that the good news is for right now, he still knows who she is. And he is able to connect with her and with their daughters as well. She's like, it's really beautiful. It's really meaningful. But we as a family have to learn how to adapt.
Totally.
Yeah. Which, I mean, it's just the new reality. So glad that he's not like, it's not something he has to worry about, too.
It's unusual that that's a condition of that condition. Mm-hmm. But I'm on her side. Like, I don't think I would want to know.
It's actually kind of a blessing, really.
Yeah. You don't wallow in it mm-hmm. if you don't know you have it.
Right. Right. True. Okay. I did not know that the Nielsen folks who are looking at our what we're watching, what we're listening to, they also have a hold on streaming.
Well, you know, if you think about it, what's interesting about streaming is streaming knows because people have to subscribe
right.
and then log in.
Mm-hmm.
But when you track things like radio or TV listening, people are still writing it down. So I'm guessing that they're collecting that data almost secondhand so that way they can publish it. Does that make sense?
Exactly.
If I'm already telling you what I'm watching, I'm probably watching network television and YouTube television and also Disney Plus.
Yes.
So I makes sense they have the data.
They've got the data and they've released the year-end streaming numbers for 2025. Any guesses for what we've been watching this past year the most?
The easiest answer, because it broke all kinds of records, I have to presume K-pop Demon Hunters is number one.
For movies?
For movies?
The runaway favorite.
Now, TV's trickier.
TV is hard.
We do not have a Game of Thrones right now. We don't have a Yellowstone right now. The Bear was on its third leg.
Mm-hmm.
Shogun.
None of the things you're saying are in the top five.
Elementary. I'm trying to think back to the Emmys. Shrinking? No.
No.
Severance?
No.
No?
No.
What?
No.
Give me something.
Well, Stranger Things did really well. It came
totally in, forgot about Stranger Things.
Stranger Things in at number three on the list. And I think that's just because of timing, right? It came out in 2025.
Yeah.
But like you started watching.
We watched all of it. We watched one in 2025. The rest we watched in January of 2026.
Exactly. So time of year, I think you lost out on some of those numbers just because of semantics. There.
Okay.
We're right on the edge. But still at number three, that's pretty respectable. Number one. Parents are going to have no question. It's Bluey.
Bluey is the most streamed show last year?
45 billion minutes of streaming the same three
seasons. Oh, my
goodness. Three seasons, I think. Like, all over and over again. Like, 15-minute episodes.
Shannon didn't know what Bluey was.
Really?
About 3 months ago. I'm like, you have no clue. We shouldn't. I know you talk about it.
Right, right.
And it was hilarious.
It's such a sweet show.
It's a very sweet show. And again, the key to good kid shows is good kid humor, good adult humor.
Exactly. Yeah. And they've got that. And like
Bluey's number one. Wow.
Lessons along the way. Bluey number one. Now, it is hard when you are a children's TV show to have staying power. Sometimes you need to reinvent, right? There's going to be a brand new version of Thomas the Tank Engine rolling in. Mattel owns Thomas the Tank Engine.
They do?
Apparently.
Okay.
It's been running since, it started as a book series. Thomas the Tank Engine came out in 1945.
45?
1945. And then in 1984, they made it into a television series with Ringo Starr.
I remember hearing about that.
The original narrator. And then they added in movie stars like Pierce Brosnan was one of the trains, George Carlin, Alec Baldwin, all voiced trains.
I feel
planes.
Like this was actually a British thing.
Yes.
And then Mattel's like, this is a gold mine. Doesn't
you know
buy
what?
It.
Kids really like this.
Kids like trains.
Turns out they
so
do.
So are we getting a revamped version or like a whole new look for Thomas?
So all I have is the headline that they are doing a franchise relaunch and they're giving it a fresh new look. But they've done new looks throughout the years. They've done like CGI and like a 2D animation.
Yeah.
So what's the change?
We don't know yet.
I don't know. The senior VP in charge of marketing over at Mattel said that they're going to return to elements that parents and kids love while updating the design to feel relevant for today's preschool audience. Authentic train details, timelessness, and emotional storytelling form the foundation of the years ahead. For Thomas and Friends.
What is
specifically, like, what is he getting Botox? What's happening?
What does a preschooler know about relevance? They don't understand the concept. It's just a train or not a train.
What does he look like?
The relevance needs to be more authentic.
Authentic train details.
for the preschool audience.
Yes, and they will call you on it.
They will. They will write you a letter in crayon.
Thomas, I hope you come back looking good, baby. That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
We need you to think ahead. A couple of weeks, we've got Valentine's Day coming up. And if you're thinking, why did you bring that up, Claire? I don't even care. I don't like Valentine's Day.
Shh, wait, I heard an eye roll.
That's the sound of someone rolling their eyes.
Oh, I hate Valentine's Day.
If that is you, we are here for you. The Broken Hearts Breakfast is looking for you.
It's the third annual. And big thanks to Hertine and Stocker Jewelers helping us put it on this year. Not only are they our partner in this giveaway, they're also providing 5 beautiful pieces of jewelry for those who will be eating at our morning scramble breakfast table. The way the morning ends up is we're going to do our show live. We're actually going to be at a brand new location. HEA Book Boutique in Cedar Rapids will be our host.
Yeah, there's lots of great romantic books, sci-fi, whatever you want. But we're also going to have a nice breakfast. We're going to have a nice conversation. And then we're going to incorporate something that we here at the Morning Scramble call smash therapy.
Yeah, this is kind of how the whole idea came about. Concept of taking your pain and writing it out and then breaking it. Mm-hmm. There's something very therapeutic about that, especially when you are given a hammer, a ceramic heart, and safety goggles.
We have seen this happen time and time again with participants with the Broken Hearts Breakfast.
We've smashed 10 hearts so far. We got another 5 ready to go.
It feels so good. So if that sounds like the perfect Valentine's breakfast for you.
Maybe the perfect release or escape, right?
Yes.
Whatever's going to help bottled up and you get out. And it could be, unfortunately, romantic love's done you wrong. It could be you just broke up with your employer. Right? Maybe
Could
you're
be.
Looking for a job or you
a
got laid off.
Friendship that soured.
One of our very first entrants 2 years ago was they had just had a horrible falling out in the holidays and she was still struggling. Like, did I do something wrong? Did they? But it's like that was the weight they were carrying.
Don't carry the weight. Let the Morning Scramble help you exercise those demons. We'll make Valentine's Day something to remember. This is coming up on Friday, February 13th. But if you want a spot at that breakfast table, you have to send us a little tale of why you're not looking forward to Valentine's Day. And it's very simple. It's just scramble@kzia.com.
I will say this year compared to others, we've had more entrants faster, which is great. And we're starting now to get into more personal stories as people feel a little more comfortable sharing that with us.
Yeah.
And we appreciate that. Whatever you want shared or not shared, we'll also take that into consideration, right? We're not going to reveal your deep, dark secrets if you don't want us to, but we would like some context for why you are going through some bit of a broken heart right now or a broken-hearted memory that just kind of continues to haunt you.
Exactly. Yes. Let's exercise those ghosts of Valentine's past and make this Valentine's Day one to remember with the Broken Hearts Breakfast. Just send us your email, scramble@kzia.com.
Claire and Eric can't agree.
All right.
So it's up to you. It's Jury in a Hurry on Z102.9.
Counselors, there's a new face in our radio court of law. Newly deputized.
Yeah.
Radio lawyer, producer Ben.
I deputized him when I was in Puerto Rico. Do you guys remember that?
Yeah.
He had to raise his right hand and do right by the law. Hi, producer Ben.
Hello.
Do right by the law.
Yeah. So now the law firm of Scramble and Scramble is the law firm of Hanson and Ben. Take it on, Claire.
They're tearing us apart. But this case all comes from you, Ben, because you happen to make a statement about how when you go to a hotel, you take the extra toilet paper.
Doing right by the law by taking the extra toilet paper.
Doing right by the law, he says. Ben is kind of in two roles here, pun fully intended. One, he's kind of the client today, right? Because
yes.
He is the one who takes the extra toilet paper. But we will be defending that together. Let's get the basic justification. In your brain, Ben, why is it okay to take spare toilet paper from the hotel room?
Because I'm spending my hard-earned money on this vacation. I'm staying at this hotel. They're offering like these little bottles of shampoo, the extra roll of toilet paper. That's all included in what I'm paying. So if I don't utilize it while I'm staying there, I'm throwing it in my bag and taking it home with me. It's part of what I paid for.
I would like to build on that argument if you're okay with that, counselor.
Sure, counselor.
The key word he used, the verb that he used, is the word utilize.
Mm-hmm.
The items that we both tend to, if you want to say pilfer, I'm not going to squabble with that.
Yeah.
Take are items that are designed to be used while I am in the hotel. The shampoo,
right.
The lotion, the bar of soap, the little K-cups, and the toilet paper, quite frankly. The fact that I'm post-stay using it doesn't make a difference. It's there for me to use while I'm there. They give you four little things of coffee, which means that morning I could make four little cups of coffee.
You could.
But instead I have one and then three go into my backpack. I could use two rolls of toilet paper during my stay. I don't.
God help you.
But it is there. It is there to be taken. If it's there to be consumed during the extent of my stay, I have prepaid for it, which is exactly what Ben is saying. And I am owned the right to take that. They're basically putting it out as their way of saying, this is yours, sir or madam. Thank you for staying.
Exactly.
This is their way of saying, thank you for staying. There's absolutely nothing wrong with taking spare toilet paper from a hotel. I think Ben and I, unless you have any more arguments, rest.
No, I think we're good.
We're good.
Okay, great.
No, you know what? We're great.
Great. I am ashamed to call you both radio lawyers because what you're talking about is petty theft. These are not complimentary items. Do you also take the light bulbs? Like, those are owed to you because you use the room, so those light bulbs are yours? No, you don't, right? There are certain
things. If they
things.
Put an extra bulb in there as a spare for
if
you to utilize.
If there's an extra bulb, I take the bulb.
There's no extra bulb. Those are just utilities, amenities of the room that are there for your convenience. There are some things that are there for you to take. The shampoo, sure, I guess the coffee, if you want to take their coffee. But the hotel providing you with toilet paper is just to save their staff time so they're not running you toilet paper. It is not figured into their budget for you to be stealing toilet paper. If you go to somebody's house, you don't just walk in and like, I'm going to use the bathroom quick, and then you walk out with a roll of toilet paper.
You're not paying
paper,
to be there.
Right?
Yeah, you're not paying to visit your house.
That's ludicrous, though. Ask, if you don't know if you should take it, ask the front desk. If you are unsure, and I really think that we need to call and say, hey, is it okay for me to take this? You know what? We weren't planning on you taking all of our toilet paper. You just have this feeling like you're entitled to it. You feel like it is yours. Maybe check for sure before you commit petty theft.
I have yet to have a hotel call me and say, we're missing four cups of coffee.
But they could just charge you for it.
They've never had before. I think we're okay. I think it's an unspoken gentleman's agreement.
The easy solution for them, if they don't want you to take it and they want it there as an extra, like, easy for the staff, put a lockbox in there, lock it up so we can't take it.
Yeah, lock up the toilet paper.
If it's that valuable, lock it up.
Bananas. Okay, we clearly don't agree on this issue. We need this thing solved. Jury in a hurry.
Who's going to win their case today, Claire or Eric? Jury in a hurry on Z102.9.
Hi, jury in a hurry. Okay, that spare roll of toilet paper, okay to take or no?
I'm with Claire because it's like taking the Bible out of the hotel room, too.
Yes!
You just don't do it.
Who does that? It's wrong.
You just, well, stealing the Bible sounds wrong when you say it out loud, to
don't
be fair.
Don't say it like that.
Hi, caller. Jury in a hurry. Is it okay to take the spare toilet paper roll from a hotel room?
No.
No.
No. I like the way she said it. No.
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 Ben, this is not going in our direction. Jury in a hurry. Is it okay to take the spare toilet paper roll from a hotel?
It's like a free amenity coming home.
Say that one more time, caller.
I said it's like a free amenity where it's coming home.
It's a free amenity. It's coming home.
Some of us some common sense.
Thank you. Boy. It's a free amenity. Jury in a hurry. Is it okay with you to take the spare toilet paper from hotel? Oh, we lost that call. Let's go down to this line. Hi, jury in a hurry. Is it okay to take spare toilet paper from a hotel room?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Whoa, okay. Whoa. Well, that ties us up.
That's a solid answer right there. Okay, we go back to the telephone lines. I will say hello to this caller. Jury in a hurry, the question, spare toilet paper in the hotel. Can you take that or not?
Yes, take it.
Yes, take it. Thank you.
Oh, my goodness.
Hi, jury in a hurry. Is it okay to take the spare toilet paper from a hotel? Yes or no?
Yes, my parents own the motel, and they just think that you pooped a lot.
They just think that you pooped a lot?
They look the other way and hold their nose. Wow. Boy, that family had, when they have dinner.
Whoa.
Let's go to line number three. It's jury in a hurry. Caller, is it okay to take spare toilet paper from a hotel?
So those are called consumables. So that is in their budget for your stay. So yes, it is.
It's a consumable. It has a category, Claire.
Guys, this is so weird.
These last two people like must be in the industry.
They sound like insiders.
We are currently sitting 5-2. Does that look correct?
5-2. Yep.
It's Jerry in a Hurry. Our debate caller, is it okay to take spare toilet paper from a hotel?
If it's there and it's a spare, take the squares.
If it's there and it's a spare, okay. Take the squares.
How long have you been working on that line? That
She's
was good.
Like Johnny Cochran.
You meet her.
Oh, my gosh.
I need somebody in the industry.
I need one caller to agree, and we are done with this debate. Maybe it's this caller. Jerry in a Hurry, you okay taking spare toilet paper from a hotel, yes or no?
I personally don't do it, but I think I absolutely am allowed to.
Okay, that's a yes.
Oh,
that's a yes, Claire.
Wow, I can't believe there's this many people that are stealing toilet paper.
We're not stealing. It's provided to us as an amenity, and maybe we're using it in the room. Maybe we're using it at our own home.
Oh, my.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.